So let's talk about another patient. Maria, you're a 77-year-old man.
Mm-hmm. He was a very particular patient, meant a lot to me to take care of him. I was seeing him for 3 years before his diagnosis of lung cancer because of erythrocytosis, because he was a heavy smoker. And I have a very hard time offering this patient phlebotomies, and that was the ongoing discussion. For 3 years, stop smoking, it'll get better. Until he ended up being diagnosed with an adenocarcinoma, and he had surgery for it. Around the time of the surgery, his complication when he stopped Plavix was to have an MI. So by the time he came to me to discuss adjuvant chemotherapy, he was not in any shape to be receiving this. And after going back and forth, we ended up just deciding to observe him, knowing that he had a high risk of recurrence. There was visceral pleural invasion and other couple of things.
He was a smoker?
He never quit.
He never quit?
He was a guitar player.
Huh.
And he used to play in a local bar, and he used to play for his church. He was very involved with the church.
How did those discussions, are you treating him, you're phlebotomizing, now he's got lung cancer?
I did not ever phlebotomize him.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not. I have a very hard time to do that in smokers.
How was that dynamic of him continuing to smoke and then getting lung cancer? How did that work out, and how did that feel to you?
Well, I have a very strong position regarding cigarette smoking, like we all have, being a lung cancer specialist. He was a very pleasant guy. I would say, you're my favorite smoker, but please stop smoking. And he never did. And I think he drank too. You know, that's the way he was.
So he didn't get adjuvant therapy, had his MI, and then what happened next?
He had a recurrence of his lung cancer, and around the time of recurrence, he had another MI when we stopped the Plavix to get a biopsy. But I started treating him. He did not do well after each treatment, each cycle. He would end up at the hospital.
He got carbapenem?
Carbapenem.
What was his home environment?
Initially, he was very independent. He would come by himself always for about 4 years. He came with nobody coming to the clinic. But once he started being on a wheelchair and his performance status declined, he had an older child that came with him. I did not develop a strong relationship with the family. He was one of those rare cases. A very good relationship with the patient, but not with the family.
And can you talk a little bit more then about what happened to him?
After 2 or 3 cycles of carbapenem, I decided to go on with maintenance. He did maintenance pemetrexed. I believe he did about 4 cycles and did not tolerate that well. His CT scans show progression.
When you say he didn't tolerate it well, what happened?
He ended up being hospitalized again, but he had other comorbidities. He had uncontrollable diabetes. He was a non-compliant patient. He had unstable angina.
Do you think he had problems from the chemo you were giving him?
I don't think it was so much the PEM as it was his other medical problems, COPD, exacerbations, you name it.
Then what happened?
I treated him with Nivo. He did not do well. He just did about 2 or 3 cycles and then ended up in the hospital again. I believe this was pneumonitis. You never know if it's lymphangitis spread from the tumor or an atypical pneumonia unless you do a biopsy. And from there, he went home on hospice.